Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Sunday, June 6, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. India's new parliament opened session last week following elections that swept out the Hindu nationalists. With a religious minority as prime minister and a Christian seated in the cabinet, many mission agencies are heartened by the potential for change. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer.
Because the lifting of the anti-conversion laws has already taken place in one state, we're trusting that the others will soon follow, and that the Christians will become more outspoken. This is really an opportunity for them to engage in some public comments about what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
Dudenhofer says they're hoping to place the Bible with 25,000 families within the next 5 years. Audio Scriptures is partnering with the World Cassette Outreach to bring the spoken word of God to India.
We continue to record many of the more obscure languages within India. And as we record those languages, we attempt to do a distribution as soon as possible.
And Compassion International continues to count the cost of last week's flooding. Compassion sponsors thousands of children around the world, including many in Haiti. Ephraim Lindor with Compassion Haiti says four of their children were killed, and now Compassion is reaching out with their family disaster program. While the flooding could have been much worse, Lindor says God protected.
When we look at the situation, we are very lucky that we only have four children who have died. For sure, there will be several families who will think about God's intervention, and many of them will accept Christ.
Your support can make an incredible difference. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your financial support can make Mission Network News possible in Romanian and Russian. Go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the support button and you can help mobilize Christians in these countries for missions at home and abroad. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.